Under the Scope. Hey everybody, it is Jared and Shane, that's me. We are back with another Scope movie review. This time we're in the midst of fall.
Right.
Maybe not, I don't know, meteorologically, but we're getting very close. We're out of summer as far as I'm concerned. Once you hit September, you get right into all the really good, action movies are released in fall.
All the good stuff. Actually, we're sort of in that that valley between the height of summer and the height of award season. Where some stuff comes out.
Right, and one of that stuff happens to be Shane Black's The Predator.
The Predator.
It. Jared and I were not sure if this was a remake, if it was a reboot, and believe it or not, it's actually a continuation.
It's in continuity.
Of the first, at least the first two Predators, maybe more, you don't know for sure.
I'm going to guess that the Alien versus Predator series is not canon.
Not a part of this?
But, I think one, at least one is for sure, two... If I'm trying to remember, like, two, I think, maybe took place in 1997, because they say 97 in the movie. It definitely didn't come out in 97.
Right.
It came out, you know,
a few years
early
later.
90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jared, this movie actually stars a fairly large cornucopia of people that we might recognize, correct? So why don't you start blasting off some names?
Oh, boy. So you've got your star of the film, our human predator himself. Played by Boyd Holbrook.
McNamara, is that his name? Or
McKenna.
What? McKenna?
McKenna.
Just goes to show you how much this movie...
He is, he's an Army Ranger sniper.
Badass.
Yeah. You've got Olivia Munn.
Yep.
You've got Sterling K. Brown.
Yep.
Who is, what is he from? This Is Us.
This Is
and
Us.
And about half the movies that came out in 2018, he's all over the place.
This guy is a fire starter of...
Who else?
Acting power.
And I'm jumping all over the place. I'm just jumping as I remember them. Jake Busey's in this. Keegan-Michael Key is
right.
in it from Key and Peele.
You got the Highlander in it, right?
Who?
The Highlander? Is it Thomas Jane?
Thomas Jane. Highlander. Which I would. He was in the Highlander.
Oh, I'm getting confused. He was
Punisher. No, you're thinking about Christopher Lambert.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. He was Punisher. He was also recently in the sci-fi series The Expanse. That's
gotcha.
What it was.
Okay.
Snapping my fingers. That's how I remember.
You're good.
You got a young boy named Jake Trumbull? Something like that? I don't know.
He's on the spectrum.
He's McKenna's son. Did I say Olivia Munn?
I did.
Yvonne Strahovski.
Yeah. Who is ripping it up in A Handmaid's Tale, and she is, if anything, a sidebar in this film.
Yeah, she's the mother. And a bunch of other people that you probably don't recognize. And I don't recognize... I forgot about Alfie Allen. You know him from Game of Thrones.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Other people, too.
So
written, co-written and directed by Shane Black of Iron Man 3 fame.
And
my least favorite Iron Man movie.
Yep.
And, so I'm coming into this with a bias.
And some interesting parallels between that movie and this movie, too, right? In the sense that you've got child prodigy.
Yeah.
Child prodigy in both films. Spoiler alert, handled poorly in both. Jared, I'm going to give you the unfortunate task of trying to summarize this kitchen sink movie. I'm going to give you some advice.
Okay.
Don't go crazy on it.
No.
Don't go crazy. Give me a baseline of what it is, and then we'll dig in. Because people don't need to get the blow by blow. Give me the Cliff Notes first page summary of this.
There's a bunch of predators and stuff blows up. No.
That's good.
A predator crashes on Earth.
Mm-hmm. After a space battle with another ship.
After a little space battle. We're not sure what his motivation is, but it's clear that he's on the run from something. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, our hero, McKenna, is in the woods, I believe in Mexico, at some sort of hostage drop situation.
Yeah.
Not really clear what
it
is. But he's interrupted by a crashing predator, and then somehow...
It's like you're already in the weeds.
The ship crashes. Pieces from the situation end up in a science lab, and then some of it ends up elsewhere. And then other predators come to get it.
And there's bad scientists
that are aware that these predators have been coming to Earth.
And they don't like these bad scientists. Don't like that this guy has seen the predator, so they're going to put him in a mental institution.
They need a patsy to somehow explain what happened.
So he meets a ragtag group of other crazy people.
Right, they're all in a bus. They're all on a bus.
And then they happen to be
at the same place where the other predator is. And then that.
And this is in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
And then that predator escapes. A bunch of people die, but not Olivia Munn because she's naked in the shower. We're not never really explained.
She's not threatened.
I guess.
And then the ragtag group.
But little did that predator know that she's a tough cookie.
Yeah. And then this ragtag group decides they're going to take on the predator, but because the original guy who was a sniper sent some of this equipment to his house with his kid,
right.
The kid is now pretty much decoded every single thing that is predator language and how to control their
ships. The kid's on the autism spectrum and is bullied at school.
Enough! We've talked about it enough, Jared. And that seriously is only about a third of the film that we talked about.
Right.
So just by our description,
there's a lot of chases, a lot of kabooms, a lot of double crosses, a lot of jokes, at least attempted jokes.
A lot of extreme violence.
Very extreme violence.
And you get a few set pieces and a lot more explosions, and boom, movie over.
Yeah. There's nothing at the end of the credits either.
So
there you go.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you can tell by Jared and my reaction that this was a rough one. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There were times when I felt like this movie was going to get me. Like, I was there, like...
Like, you know, insanity was so insane that you were just going to roll along for you.
You're
going to give your body over, to let it wash over you,
yeah.
And just live in that
like,
moment.
Like, am I being a square? Am I being an uptight geek, dweeb on this? And there were times where, like, the comedy was, you know, before a lot of all that action, like,
sure.
You were starting to get to know the ragtag group of crazy people.
But, right. They all got to have their peculiarities.
Yeah, because that's the only way you're going to tell them apart. And I was thinking, like, okay, if it's going to be more funny, maybe I can get into this. And then the scene comes where the kid is wearing the armor and trick-or-treating by himself. And he takes out some of the predator
FCT
armor, and then he accidentally blows up a guy that threw a rock at his helmet, and he blew him up.
The helmet protects the wearer.
Yeah, he blew him up, and then I was like, "Ooh, they're going to put kids in this sort of mortal danger," which used to be kind of like a no-no. You didn't do that. You don't put kids in danger, and this film was full of it.
There's,
and it sort of bugged me. Look, and then you've got the stigma of the sexual. Shane Black's friend who was in this film, who was connected to Olivia Munn,
sure,
you know, that whole story.
Convicted sex offender.
Yes, and they cut
him. She discovered it, and they cut a scene out.
They cut him out, and I felt like that had a pall over the entire film. You know what I mean? And then there was sort of some of, like, how are women being treated in this film, which was sometimes uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was
weird.
There's
just a lot of, like, tonal things that were...
But in the end... Empowering, maybe? But also,
yeah.
I mean, she's obviously an Olympic-class sprinter because that ship flew probably 20, 30 miles, and she still got there to save the day.
Yeah, it's...
Whoops.
I mean, this film has... It is definitely trying to capture the feeling and spirit of an 80s action movie, but do it with a modern sensibility. The problem is that those ideas do not mesh. They don't mesh, it's very difficult to do unless you're doing it with a sense of self-awareness and tongue-in-cheek. And this movie, maybe it was trying to get there, but it didn't. It just felt like a mishmash. And you need to have a tight script. You need to have stuff that you can understand. And there literally was... There was like three Predator movies in this film.
Right. I mean, you've got Predator versus Human. You've got Predator versus Predator. You've got Human versus Human. There's so many conflicts going on at once, and it's never... I totally lost track of which Predator was which.
Right.
Oh, spoiler alert, there's more than one Predator. I don't know, there's just so much going on in this, and it's like, it's funny at times, but then there's a lot of humor that is inappropriate for the moment, and it, like, not in a, like, it's fine if you're making a comedy, that would work, but in this context, it was like, wrong place, wrong time. There's just, you know, paper-thin characters that, you know, don't have much going for them other than these weird eccentricities that they've established. There's a total lack of geography on, like, where things are taking place. Like, I couldn't even tell you.
There are so many things happening. And and one other, like, a deep thought on this, Jared.
Yeah.
I think
let's get deep.
something that I think made the original Predator interesting, besides the fact that it was a new idea, essentially, was that the Predator, there was a mystery to it.
Yeah, you didn't see it much.
And in this movie, immediately, it starts out like a movie that you would see in the 2000s, where right. it's you see ships fighting. I mean, there is no mystery. It is. It's like we need to show you everything all the time, right? There's no mystery in this. And there's nothing scary. There's nothing threatening. It is a bombastic, torty crap, not even a torty force. It just, I mean, it's just, it's like there's nothing left to the imagination.
No.
You can do it. Because you can do it, we're going to do it. We're going to show you.
Yeah, and I'm going to go on record and say that the Predator just isn't as cool when it's a CG character.
No.
Like, it was just cool when it was a guy in a suit and some animatronic headpiece.
Yeah.
Like, that was
and
cool.
They, and they had some of it.
They had some of it,
but
true.
But yeah, I mean, like,
by the end, it was CG.
A lot of the big set pieces, it was all... And we didn't even talk about, like, the Predator dogs. There are dogs that are predators running around.
Yeah.
There are.
As they do. They have.
And there's another dog.
The same
there's another dog that was there. And there's all sorts of dogs.
There's a lot of things coming at you.
Yep.
Some of it's important. Some of it's not. You're going to.
It makes everything unimportant.
You're gonna leave a little confused, a little bewildered.
And I think I think we're going to have people out there or friends of ours or listeners that might say, Jared and Shane, why can't you just buckle up and enjoy the ride?
I was going to ask you that. So even with all of this madness going on, all of this crazy town that was thrown at us for nearly 2 hours, did you not have fun? Did you not enjoy it? Were you waiting for the film to be over? Because I'm going to go on record and say, there's no way I can say this is a good movie. And I think our score will reflect that. But I didn't hate spending the time seeing it.
I think it was such a mess, and there was so much going on that I sort of was looking forward to seeing what they were going to do next.
Yeah,
even though I didn't understand.
It's a little bit more like a spectator sport. Like, how much more crazy can this movie get?
I mean, I would never recommend it for people of our sensibilities, but I do think that. You know, I ask myself this all the time. Are we just getting too old for this stuff? And I don't know if that's the case. I just think that you can do movies like this. You can do act. You can do it smartly.
Sure.
You can do it. I mean,
this movie isn't smart.
You could literally cut out half of this story, and you'd still probably have too much going on in this film.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I mean, it's just... It's too much to handle, too hot to handle, too cold to hold, baby.
Like all the Ghostbusters, and they're in control.
Yeah, Ghostbusters have devil dogs too, but at least that made sense in the context of the film. So yeah, it's quite a mess.
It's a messy film, but I think for a certain
I'd recommend the original Predator over this any day of the week.
But I mean, we had audience people who were clearly enjoying it.
Yeah, we had one guy that sat and talked to me the entire time. The Dolby Atmos. Thing. The first thing this guy asked me was, how many balls did you count bouncing around?
Was it a guessing game? You're going to win a prize?
Yeah, I go, too many. He goes, I got to four, and then after that, I couldn't guess.
Oh.
And he smelled like a weird combination of an outhouse and a cheese pizza.
That's an interesting combo.
And he leaned up a lot and leaned back and talked to everybody.
Wow.
And then maybe that takes off a star. I don't know. Holy shit, Jared.
that was crazy town.
Wow. It was. I mean, it was crazy town in the film. It was crazy town out of the film. So there we go. Let's give this crazy town film a score.
The Scoop score is 1.5 stars.
So 1.5 stars does not.
I think that's a reluctant 1.5 on your part, but.
No. I mean, I was, again, I mean, maybe I'd be in that ballpark. I agree with that score. There's just a lot going on here.
At the end of the day, it's not a good film. It deserves any negative reviews that it gets. However,
and for the crazy people,
I will say that for a certain person who enjoys going to a movie and is of the sort of mindset to really go, oh, it's not supposed to be good, just enjoy it for what it is.
You may like it.
It's just supposed to be a dumb action movie. Okay, you might have a fun time. I didn't like not enjoy watching the film, like, just for the pure craziness of it. But it's not something I'll ever want to see again.
And could you imagine watching
that? It's not a classic.
Could you watch that film, imagine watching that film if there was nobody in the audience?
No,
like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, you'd be like, what the heck is going on here? At least being in a room full of other people that half of them didn't know what was going on.
I would be wondering if I was in some sort of science experiments and they were pumping in hallucinogens.
Yeah, this was bizarre.
It was just a weird film filled with odd choices and strange casting, and most of it doesn't work.
Beyond odd choices, Jared, it was filled with every choice.
That's
like
true.
I said, nothing was left on the cutting room floor.
Except
no
that,
idea.
Except for that one scene that got cut out that we'll never see the light of day.
Which probably
would have explained everything.
Everything. And as I said to you walking out, this film is full of actors who should know better.
Right.
Because there's a lot of good acting talent in this, and I feel like they had a good time maybe chewing on the scenery a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Looking at you, Sterling K. Brown.
But but you could do better if you want to do this kind of film.
Sure.
Jared, let's wrap this up. Tell people how they can communicate their disdain for our review.
Oh, make sure you write in at comments@thescopeshow.com. Call the voicemail line 612-21-SCOPE. Hit us up on social media. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Those links are at thescopeshow.com.
Yeah, we're on Twitter and Facebook in air quotes.
Right.
We're there. We pay attention. We just don't post a lot.
Well, what are you going to do? It's a conduit. All we can do is leave the conduit open.
The conduit's open.
And we hope that positive energy flows back towards
right.
us. That's all I got.
Terrific. Jared, thank you for getting these tickets. Even though it was crazy town squared, we made it. We ran the gauntlet.
We did.
And we are a success story.
We're stronger for it.
So for everybody out there that listens to us, watches us, thanks. We'll be back with more scope reviews in the near future. So until then, bye for... What, Jared?
Now.